Pretty good. Pretty good tune. Get fired up. I know Kevin gets fired up. Kevin's our staff White Sox fanatic. Rick Hunt's the general manager of your Chicago White Sox. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Doing well, Steve. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for coming on. And, Dave, this is a time of year when spring training hits. We know the end is in sight for winter, and it won't be long till baseball.
It's here. It's here. They've been out there now working hard out in Arizona and getting ready.
Yeah. So, Rick, how much time do you actually spend in Arizona? Do you come back, or are you there for the duration?
I'm pretty much here for the duration. I may try to steal back for a weekend and catch one of my kids in a hockey game or two just to heal the soul a little bit, so to speak, because it's tough being away from them for 6 weeks. But essentially, I'm out here in Arizona with the club the whole time.
Assume you were pleased to see that USA Today put no pressure on the team at all when they said they'd win the AL Central?
How about that? They had us, I think, tied for the best record in the American League even, which was nice to see. I mean, we tend to lose the forest for the trees, so to speak, out here sometimes. We get so focused on one or two specific needs on the roster that we're still trying to address here prior to opening day and somehow fail to sort of appreciate the entire corpus of our work from the offseason. And it's nice to see some enthusiasm out there from some outside sources.
Well, and here's what we know. We know you had a lot of guys last year that didn't perform up to career expectations, who logic would tell you would be performing better this year. And you made a couple of key additions. So who excites you most?
You know, it is a combination of that. There is, when we sat down with our players at the end of the season and did our normal sort of one-on-one exit interviews, I tell you, probably seven or eight of them, the first seven or eight we talked to, each of them said to a man, just bring back the same group, Rick, and we're going to be just fine. We're going to compete for a playoff spot with this same central core. And obviously, given the disappointment from last year, we weren't just going to, you know, turn the page and bring back the same group. We felt we had to upgrade a few of our offensive positions in addition to relying on some internal improvement like you referenced. You know, from the outside, we brought in Todd Frazier, a former All-Star third baseman who's going to provide a little protection in the middle of our lineup, and Brett Laurie, who's going to give us a little bit added spark and energy. And it's exciting to see the elements that those guys bring here in the first few days of camp. At the same time, you know, Adam Eaton and Melky Cabrera got off to slow starts last year, as did many of their teammates. But each of them rebounded, Adam over the course of after about 4 or 6 weeks into the season, and Melky after a couple of months. And we certainly think we get a little more consistency out of guys like that early on that we're going to be well positioned starting opening day.
Rick, one of the things we heard when you acquired Frazier was that he's a really good guy in the clubhouse. Have you seen evidence of that this early in spring training?
We have, and he's a fantastic guy. And when you target a guy, ideally you want them not only to contribute on the field but in the clubhouse as well. Given where we were from an offensive standpoint, first and foremost, we needed to improve our run scoring. If a guy brought ancillary benefits, his leadership and energy and a positive attitude and a good work ethic, that only sort of reinforced the decision to make the move. And quite frankly, Frazier brings all of that and was at the top of our target list heading into the offseason, given the position of need and the whole body of what he brings to the club. And already early in camp, we've seen his enthusiasm, his work ethic. He's walked into the food room the other day, and he's sitting there with Tim Anderson and Carson Fulmer, two of our younger guys who very likely aren't on this club, at least at the start of the year. And it's just the three of them having lunch and Todd getting to know them and learn about what they're about and viewing them as part of our future.
Rick, you mentioned Carson Fulmer, and it's hard not to get excited about your starting rotation, especially that top three of Sal, Quintana, and Rodon. Young guys with electric stuff off the mound. But Carson Fulmer, your top pick in last year's draft, you're one of your top prospects, especially certainly your top pitching prospect. What ideally is the map for him, the game plan for him? And if we do see him come up at some point, can we expect to see a stint in the bullpen at all before getting a start?
You know, a lot of that is still to be determined. I think we've been spoiled or blessed, however you want to put it, around here the last few years in seeing the development path of a Chris Sale or Carlos Rodon, where in under a year they've gone from college right into the big leagues. Carson, even if he didn't make his major league debut until, say, 2017, that would be a quick path from Vanderbilt to Chicago. But the fact of the matter is that this kid does have special makeup and drive and work ethic as to go along with that premium stuff that had him that led to him having success at a major college program. So it's not unrealistic to think that he could conceivably follow that kind of path. The good ones have sort of a way of forcing the issue, and Carson's certainly one of the good ones. And from our mind, we're going to follow the same kind of plan that we had with Carlos, and that is he's gonna report to our minor league camp at some point over the course of the spring. I suspect he'll be part of that Double A Birmingham rotation, and then we'll respond accordingly based upon his results and what we're seeing from him both on the field and off. If he spends all year in that Birmingham rotation, that's fantastic. That's a nice accomplishment, one full year in your first full pro season. But he certainly has the stuff and the makeup to perhaps force his way to Chicago at some point in the not-too-distant future.
Rick Hahn's a guest. He's general manager of your Chicago White Sox. A quick look at the White Sox as they start to enjoy the first few days of camp and get to some hard work here. You know, Rick, I like the old guys now because I've become one, and Jimmy Rollins just turned, I think, 83. But he's got the heart of a kid, man. This guy just wants to play baseball.
You know, he looks fantastic. He in terms of his physical shape, and he's embraced the role that we've laid out for him. He's coming in here to compete for a job. I suspect that at the end of camp, a healthy Jimmy Rollins is added to our 25-man roster and is going to contribute one way or another, whether it's spelling Tyler Saladino and playing a number of different roles throughout the infield, or if he manages to seize that everyday job. Because I tell you, at age, he's 37 right now, and he looks much, much younger than that from a physical standpoint. It's just a matter of seeing what he's can contribute on the field. He's another guy, though, who brings that extra benefit, brings that edge, brings that competitiveness. I think he's going to be fantastic for both Tyler Saladino and Tim Anderson, one of our young shortstop prospects. Just being around him for these 6 weeks and Tyler into the season, to see how this guy, who, you know, former MVP, former All-Star at the shortstop position, how he goes about his work.
How does Abreu improve on what he's done his first 2 years?
Boy, you know, if he just stays where he's at, that's going to be awfully good and an MVP caliber player for us. I think the way Jose would probably answer that question is actually back in the clubhouse. I know he wants to seize the role of being one of the leaders of this club, and you know, frankly, there's been a language barrier the first couple of years preventing him from playing a bigger role. He certainly leads by example. You see how hard he works, how diligently he prepares, and how the caliber of effort he gives between the lines. But Jose's been working on improving his English so that he can seize that role and be the go-to guy, not just for his teammates, but for the media, and help continue to set the tone in that clubhouse. But from a production standpoint, I'll take what he's done the last couple of years, and we'll all be happy.
How's his English coming?
Much better, much better. I think he's not quite ready to break it out for the media, which is usually the last sort of the last step for these guys as they transition. But it wouldn't surprise me if about a year from now you see him doing interviews down here on his own in English.
The other guys teaching him how to curse in English yet? Because that's usually a transition period.
That would never happen in a major league clubhouse.
No, of course not. By the way, I want to salute you for bringing Robin Ventura back, and I know it was not maybe it was an easy decision behind closed doors, but there were a lot of people who wanted to doubt the skipper. I've always been a Ventura fan and known him for a long time, and I think he's the right guy, and I certainly hope he proves it this year.
Yeah, and as do we, obviously, to believe he's the right guy and believe he is going to prove that was the right decision. You know, there's so much of... When you have a disappointing year, there's a lot of things that happen between 7 and 10 p.m. that people like to pick apart, ourselves included. But so much of managing, especially in this day and age, happens between 10 p.m. that night after the game and 7 p.m. before the next first pitch. And Robin's as good as anybody in terms of his communication and ability to motivate players and set a game plan and stick to it. So there's a lot that people don't see that we view as a positive, and we're expecting this year we're going to have a lot of stuff that everyone can see between 7 and 10 that will be positive.
And again, as the official host of the Steve Cochran White Sox Fan Club, Kevin, do you have any final thoughts for Rick Hahn other than hitting him up for tickets?
I don't, but I believe I'll be out there in the desert not too long future.
That's true.
So I'm sure we'll run into each other.
Right? Yeah, just a couple of weeks.
Couple
he will
weeks
darken maybe. Your door, Rick Hahn.
Fantastic. I look forward to it.
I appreciate it. Enjoy the weather.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Rick.
Rick Hahn, general manager for the Chicago White Sox, forecast number one by USA Today in the American League.
They're going to be an interesting team to watch and see what happens. They're in the division with the defending World Series champs, but they're a better ball club. There's no question. They are better than they were at the end of last season, and their pitching was already solid.
Sure.
It's better now.
These guys have got to deliver. Here's the thing. Bleacher Report made a really good point about the White Sox and the Diamondbacks, and I forget who the third team was.
Mm-hmm.
They said there's three teams that can make a run at the World Series or win 75 games. You just don't know what you're going to get.
You don't know.
And people are forgetting about Adam LaRoche, who had an absolutely abysmal year last year, and it was sort of an outlier compared to the rest of the career. If he comes back to his old self at all, that's like another key addition to the roster this year.
But the thing is, Kevin, a lot of people have said that about me. They said if Steve would come back to, say, 2003 form, imagine what he could do.
I think you're just hitting your full stride now, Steve.
That's a good call by you.